Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, July 9th, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." In today's Gospel, Jesus sends his apostles out with astonishing simplicity and authority. He says, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give." There is something deeply contemplative hidden beneath these practical instructions. Jesus is not merely assigning tasks. He is shaping hearts. He is teaching his disciples how divine love moves through the world. The kingdom of heaven is not sold. It is not earned. It is received. And because it is received, it must become a gift. The apostles are sent to heal, cleanse, restore, and liberate. Yet Jesus immediately reminds them that the source of their power is not themselves. Without cost you have received. Everything they carry, the authority, the grace, the healing, the mercy, was first placed into their empty hands by God. This changes everything. When we forget that grace is gift, ministry becomes performance, compassion becomes transaction, faith becomes possession. But when we remember that everything began in mercy, then the soul softens. We become less anxious about proving ourselves and more willing to simply become channels of God's tenderness. Contemplative spirituality always begins here, with receptivity. Before the apostles preach, they must first receive. Before they heal others, they must themselves be touched by Christ. Before they carry the kingdom forward, the kingdom must quietly awaken within them. The same is true for us. Many people spend their lives trying to deserve God's love. They exhaust themselves spiritually, imagining holiness as a ladder climbed by effort alone. But Jesus reveals another way. The kingdom arrives first as gift, undeserved, unexpected, freely poured out. A woman once entered a small chapel every afternoon after work. She never stayed long. She would sit in silence for perhaps 5 minutes and then leave. The pastor eventually asked her what she prayed about in each short visit. She smiled gently and repeated, "I just let him look at me. That is the beginning of the kingdom." To allow ourselves to be loved by God. Not because we are perfect, not because we have earned it, but because his nature is mercy. And once we truly receive that love, it naturally overflows. The heart touched by Christ cannot help but become generous, Forgiveness begins to replace bitterness. Compassion interrupts judgment. We become slower to condemn and quicker to listen. Grace received becomes grace given. Jesus also commands the apostles to cure the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to drive out demons. These are not merely dramatic miracles from the past. They continue spiritually in every age. There are sick hearts weakened by despair. There are deadened souls that no longer believe in hope. There are lepers isolated by shame and loneliness. There are people tormented by fear, addiction, resentment, and darkness. Christ still sends his disciples into these places. Often the greatest miracle is not spectacle, but presence, a listening ear, a patient silence, a word of mercy, a refusal to abandon someone in suffering. The saints understood this well. They knew that holiness is not self-glorification, but self-giving. The closer they drew to God, the freer they became in loving others without calculation. This freedom is one of the signs that the kingdom is truly near. The world teaches us to cling tightly to what we have, to protect, accumulate, and measure worth by possession or success. But Jesus teaches abundance through surrender. Divine life multiplies when it is given away. Love grows by being shared. Mercy deepens by being extended. Joy increases by being offered. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. These words invite us today to examine our hearts gently. Do I live as though grace were scarce? Do I withhold forgiveness because I fear losing power? Do I offer kindness selectively, only when it feels deserved? Or do I remember how lavishly God has loved me? The contemplative soul gradually realizes that everything is grace. Breath, life, mercy, forgiveness, even the desire to pray. Nothing is truly possessed. Everything is gift flowing from the heart of God. And perhaps holiness is simply learning to act, to interpret that flow, to receive fully, to give freely, to trust completely. Then, quietly and almost unnoticed, the kingdom of heaven draws near. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. You pour peace into our poverty, mercy into our weakness, and love into our wounded hearts. Teach us to receive your gifts with humility and gratitude. Free us from the fear that clings tightly and counts the cost. Make us generous in compassion, patient in mercy, and joyful in service. Let your kingdom grow within us in silence and simplicity. May our words heal, our presence console, and our lives reflect your tenderness. And when we grow weary, remind us that everything begins with you, the God who gives without measure. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where I break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today. and keep you safe. Amen.